Today's reading is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 to 14. Moses and the burning bush. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why does the bush not burn up? When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush.
Moses, Moses.
And Moses said,
Here I am.
Do not come any closer.
God said,
Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground.
Then he said,
I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
At this, Moses hid his face, because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said,
I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
But Moses said to God,
Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?
And God said,
I will be with you. And this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain.
Moses said to God,
Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them?
Then God said to Moses,
I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. So, you'd be glad I haven't written a sermon. Well, you might not be glad, but you probably will be. I've just written a reflection. My reflection, I guess, on the story of Moses and the burning bush. Just sit back and listen. Tending his sheep, living his daily life, nothing new out on the hillside. And a bush bursts into flames. Does it burst? Or does it begin to glow and gradually the flames appear? I think it bursts, but God doesn't always burst into our lives. Sometimes he treads gently and speaks quietly. But he speaks to us, to you and me. He speaks in the daily grind, in the commonplace and unextraordinary. He speaks in the classroom, in the office and garden. He speaks when we're driving or walking the dog. He doesn't need a temple, a posh cathedral, or even a church like ours. He speaks in the ordinary, if we have a mind to hear. Moses, Moses, I have a job for you. I've heard the cry of my people. I should think so too, God. They've been in slavery for years. and I want you to go and set them free. Nothing much then, just a meager task. He's only asking you, Moses, to go back to Egypt and convince the Pharaoh to set his people free. You must be joking, God. I get my words into a muddle at the best of times, and this would be the worst. I can't imagine anything more terrifying. No, God, you've got the wrong man here. Did God get it wrong to speak through an ordinary bush to a fearful shepherd tending his sheep? Did God get it wrong? Did God get it wrong when you were in Tesco's looking at the strawberries? When God whispered to you, that lady choosing a cucumber needs to know someone cares. Nothing too dynamic. Just tell her that God has told you to let her know that he loves her and see what happens. No burning bush, just a punnet of strawberries and a cucumber. Did God get it wrong? God had it sorted. He told Moses that he could take his brother, Aaron, the eloquent one, to speak for him, and that he, God, would be with him all the way. When God calls you, Claire, Claire, or Robert, Robert, he will be with you. He's looking for workers for the harvest. He needs people to be his voice and his hands. He will be with you, right beside you. He called a fearful man who had blown it in Egypt by killing someone. So really, he was on the run in hiding with his sheep. Imperfect Moses, imperfect Deborah. God calls the imperfect through the ordinary and gives them a mission that defines history and is of eternal consequence. Can he use us, you and me, to fulfill his purposes? Will we be those who listen, who welcome the interruption, and step aside to hear him calling, Moses, Moses? And in a minute we're going to worship again, but before we do, we're just going to take a minute or so of silence just to reflect on those words and reflect on the story. Just be quiet before God.